This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in this morning. On the phone with me is the author of a new book called Darth Vader and Son. What if Darth Vader actively raised his son? What if I Am Your Father was just a stern admonishment from an annoyed dad? All those items and more are explored in Darth Vader and Son by Jeffrey Brown. And Jeffrey Brown is on the phone with me from his home in Chicago this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, you, like I, are a lover of Star Wars. How did you get sucked into the Star Wars craze?
Well, I mean, it was the first movie I saw in the theater, and even though I all I remember from that is going to the bathroom and missing parts, and I remember vague space battle. But, of course, my brothers were really into it, so, you know, before long we had the toys and the books and trading cards, and by the time Empire Strikes Back came out, fully immersed in the universe. So I really grew up with it.
Well, what brought you around to deciding to parody Star Wars with your book Darth Vader and Son?
Actually, it started out as a call from Google that I got. You know, their homepage logo, they'll do different designs for certain holidays, and they had the idea for Father's Day a couple years ago of doing a design based on how awkward an everyday father-son moment would be with Luke and Vader. And my son was 4 at the time, so I immediately had the idea of making Luke 4 and did up a whole bunch of sketches. And in the end, Google decided to go with a different idea. But the good thing about that was that I was able to take those ideas and turn them into a whole book.
Well, how did you get the Star Wars okay for this? Because that is very closely, you know, monitored when it comes to anything with a Star Wars name on it, and you do have the Star Wars brand on the cover of the book here.
Yeah, I knew when I wanted to do this book, I wanted it to be official Star Wars. I wanted it to be real. I wanted to be able to use the real names and real characters and not worry about having to change things to make it a legal parody. So I worked with a Chronicle Books, who's published some of my other work, and they've also done a lot of Star Wars books previously. And so they took it to Lucasfilm, and from the beginning, Lucasfilm actually loved the idea, so it worked out really nicely.
Well, I love the book because it does take familiar scenes from Star Wars and, well, bring them down to earth, as if, you know, Darth Vader was raising 4-year-old Luke Skywalker. Being a lover of Star Wars, how did you pick and choose what you wanted to include, or did you have to go looking, or did you just have a plethora of ideas, and this was just the few that you picked out that were the best?
Yeah, I mean, I would say about half the book, the ideas came just pretty much instantaneously. Vader warning Luke to pick up his toys and, you know, saying, "I am your father." You know, that seemed just like a natural joke to make. And I ended up just watching the original trilogy movies repeatedly and just filled up a sketchbook full of ideas. I had about a little over 100 ideas or so. And then we just picked and chose from those and narrowed it down into the best ones for the book.
Well, the one I really I had to laugh at, which was not necessarily from the movie, was Darth Vader and Luke in a toy store, and Luke saying, I want a Jar Jar Binks doll, and Darth saying, "This isn't the toy you're looking for."
Yeah.
So
yeah, you know, one of the things I like about that joke is it's also kind of a poking fun at maybe the traditional Star Wars fans who don't like the prequels as much, and they get kind of annoyed by that. But kids really love those movies, and so, you know, this was just a way of kind of poking fun at both sides there.
Well, I noticed that some of them, some of your drawings, your cartoons, are without words. Some stand on their own. A few I won't give away. But why a mix of some with dialogue and some without?
I think just to give the book a kind of a different texture, so that it's, you know, we could have done all one page, one panel pictures with a little bit of dialogue in each, but having it split up so there's some that are two panels, some that are four panels, some that are one panel with no dialogue, one panel with dialogue, and just to kind of, because they are all, you know, standalone images, I just wanted to give a kind of a variety to the reader, so that the book didn't become monotonous. And then some of them, you know, just don't require as much in terms of text. So, for example, when Vader takes Luke to the zoo, of course they're looking at all the creatures from Tatooine.
Yes. You mentioned you have a son, a young son, 4 years old when you started doing this book. How much of your real life came through in the book Darth Vader and Son?
There's quite a bit. I mean, a lot of it is your standard father-son moments or even just parent-child moments, you know, trying to get them to go to bed or...
Pick up their toys
or, you know, you make breakfast for them and they're like, I don't want that.
Yes.
And, you know, but there's one where Luke and Vader are drawing and Luke is kind of trying to direct what Vader draws. And that's definitely something that's straight out of my own life. A lot of times I'll be drawing and I'll try to get my son Oscar to draw at the same time as me. And I'll be trying to do my work. But he's, you know, wants me to draw dinosaurs or whatever.
Well, what about the audience for this book, Jeffrey? You know, I loved it. I've read it to my granddaughter, but she's only 16 months old. So, you know, she doesn't really understand. Not into Star Wars yet, though her mother was quite into Star Wars. But audience, I mean, was this for dad or is this for the kids? Or just Star Wars fans in general?
Well, I guess originally I thought I was writing for people like myself who grew up with Star Wars and now we're having kids of our own. So I thought that's the audience I was writing for. And I figured whether you're really into Star Wars or just a little into Star Wars, or whether you're a parent or not, there would be something in the book for that you would find the humor in. But the surprising thing has been how much kids like the book. And I've heard from a lot of parents who say they actually had to you know, put the book away or limit how many times they would read the book to their kid at night during the week because they've been reading it so much. So that's been really, really great to hear.
It's almost the new Dr. Seuss, hey, Jeffrey?
Yeah, not quite yet. But
well, what else has most surprised you about reaction? Because this is a bestseller, and I found it fun to see that it showed up on the nonfiction bestseller that list.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, for me, just having grown up drawing my own Star Wars pictures when I was a kid, and loving the universe, and having it spark my imagination, just the ability to do a book like this and work with Lucasfilm and has been amazing. And that almost would have been enough. But yeah, the response to the book and how well it sold is still really surprises me. I mean, a lot of my work has been autobiographical or kind of more alternative comics and, you know, not the kind of mainstream best-selling kind of books. So It's an entirely new experience for me to have this.
Jeffrey Brown, the author of numerous graphic novels and comics, his newest book, the graphic Darth Vader and Son, available in bookstores now, and quite an amusing take on the world of Star Wars and parenting. Well, thank you, Jeffrey, for taking the time this morning, and look forward to the next book.
Yeah, thank you.
You can see Jeffrey's book and learn more about Darth Vader and Son at our website, wvxu.org. This is Cincinnati Edition.